Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shigaji Industries Limited Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Riddhi Shah from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Shigaji Industries Limited. Thank you for joining us today for Quarter 3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call. We have on the call Mr. Amit Raj Sinha, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. OS Reddy, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vivek Kumar, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Please note that today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements, and therefore they must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Amit Raj Sinha to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequently to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Riddhi. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q3 FY26 earnings conference call of Shigaji Industries Limited. The financial results and the investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchanges. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to review them. Before I move into the quarter's operational and strategic update, I would like to reiterate that the past few months have been a period of reflection, learning, and action for the organization. In Q2, we had committed to rebuilding Shigaji with stronger systems, deeper accountability, and long-term resilience, and in Q3, we have followed through on these commitments with focus on EHS systems, reinforcing daily operating discipline, establishing clear oversight and accountability across our manufacturing footprint. This work is ongoing, and it will remain a non-negotiable priority for us. Shigaji has taken all necessary measures to ensure continuity in its operation and daily activities. Our teams have continued to run the organization with discipline, transparency, and stability, ensuring that customer commitments and business routine remain firmly on track. During the quarter, we also continue to engage with industry and academic forums focused on quality and compliance, including the National cGMP Day conducted by the Center for cGMP at Mahé, Manipal, which aligns well with our priority of strengthening manufacturing and quality systems. From an operational standpoint, our plants are running at planned capacity, supply chains remain stable, and customer demand continues to be strong. Today, our current cellulose-based excipient capacity stands at around 18,000 metric tons per annum, with exports accounting for nearly 62% of production. Alongside operational stability, our focus on building a safer and more responsible organization remains central, and we continue to extend our support to affected families while strengthening internal systems across the company. On the growth front, our capacity expansion plans continue to progress steadily. The 12,000 metric tons per annum MCC Dahej capacity expansion remains on track, and once commissioned, our total cellulose-based excipient capacity is to touch 30,000 metric tons per annum with a commissioning target of Q3 FY27. In parallel, our 1,800 tons CCS disintegrant facility at Dahej SEZ is also progressing well and is expected to be commissioned in the same timeline of Q3 FY27. Supporting our portfolio and diversifying into high-value excipients. On the API side, we continue to strengthen our regulated market readiness through R&D and compliance-led initiatives, while our O&M vertical remains a steady contributor and continues to evolve as a scalable services platform aligned with long-term growth priorities. As I conclude, I would like to reiterate that our operation remains stable and well-managed, and our ongoing projects continue to progress in line with plan. The action we have taken over the past few quarters have reinforced the resilience of our business and ensured that our long-term directions remain firmly on course. Looking ahead, we remain confident in our ability to deliver consistent and sustainable growth over the next 2 to 3 years, and of course beyond that. our excipient portfolio, expanding API initiatives and the O&M services business vertical together provide a diversified and balanced growth platform. With clear demand visibility and disciplined execution, we believe these businesses are well positioned to support steady value creation over the coming years. Our strategic priorities remain unchanged: expanding capacity, strengthening our product mix, and improving profitability through operational excellence. Continued investment in quality systems, safety, compliance, R&D, and infrastructure will remain central to this journey, ensuring that the growth is not only scalable but also responsible and durable. The recent period has tested the organization in many ways, but it has also reaffirmed the strength of our teams. We responded with speed and responsibility, prioritized safety and business continuity, and maintained momentum on our strategic initiatives. I would like to sincerely thank our employees, partners, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. As we move forward, our focus remains firmly on safety, disciplined execution, and long-term sustainable growth. With a clear roadmap and a committed team, we believe Sigachi is well positioned to emerge stronger and more resilient in the period ahead. With that, I now invite CFO Mr. O.S. Reddy to take you through the financials and operational highlights for Q3 FY26. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. During Q3 FY26, Sigachi reported total operating income of ₹117.2 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹5.7 crores with a margin of 4.6%. Net loss came in at ₹0.02 crores, translating to a PAT margin of 0.01% negative. The MCC segment contributed ₹61.72 crores, while the O&M and API segments recorded revenues of ₹13.35 crores and ₹14.13 crores respectively. That concludes my update. Now we can open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference call, please limit your questions to three per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Suruchi from NX Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, audible, please.
Yeah, this is Piyush this side. Just want to know, whatever the sales we are generating, earlier we used to do EBITDA in the range of 20% or plus something. So, is there anything related to a fire or plant earlier event what happened? Is there any bearing of those events on the margin or any additional cost here? Or do we see there is some competition impact or pricing challenges because of which EBITDA has gone into around 5% or something?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, this is consequent to the fire accident that carrying in third quarter also, because the all Hyderabad unit overheads are spread across the other units. That is one thing. And also the material transportation cost from Hyderabad unit, there is a lot of raw material was available, and this has been moved to the Dahej and Jagadia units. There is an involvement of the transportation cost and the landing cost of the material increase, thereby the raw material consumption also it is increased. And also the custom duty, normally when we import the wood pulp, we import the material against advance licensing. Here, because the facility is not there, we had to take the goods by paying custom duty. That is also impacted, that finally that is moved to the other units. Because of that, there is lower EBITDA is there in the third quarter. And these are the main reasons. The overhead is one thing.
Custom duty is transient or it is a permanent impact?
That is anyway we have taken transit only. This is transit because already the material has come in and the wood pulp ordering is almost 6 months ahead. We'll plan accordingly. The material came in and this is only this transit only. Next that will not be there because we don't import any material for this facility. Whatever unless the facility is ready. That's why there would not be any unforeseen this.
So what is the future visibility? Where the earning picks up and the revenue picks up and the margin also comes back to the existing level, because matlab last two quarters, three quarters, even a last quarter we had done some 7% odd EBITDA, but today this quarter the EBITDA even gone down to below 5%.
Yes, because this is the material moved from the Hyderabad unit to the other units.
Correct. So when we will come back to normalcy?
Normalcy, maybe after fourth quarter it would be better, and then gradually maybe in first, second quarter of the next year it comes to, we expect that it comes to normalcy.
And
even fourth quarter it would be better.
What is the size of the capex addition we are doing and total capex size?
Capex size 12,000 metric tons. We are coming with MCC expansion in at the Dahej facility. The works are going on. And,
but do we see demand in the MCC, because our MCC revenue percentage share is going down. In current quarter also this MCC share is going down from 83% to 70%.
Yeah, that is because the production is not there, supply is not there. That is, demand is there.
So we don't see any challenges in the demand and the pricing erosion, correct?
Not at all. Pricing also it is increasing and then demand is there. And only this is because of the
last year. Can you share the gross margin of last year and now currently what is the gross margin you are making?
Gross margin this year it has gone up overall around 50 plus, some 6-7% increase is there over last year, 7% increase.
This quarter gross margin has increased by 7% you are saying?
Not gross margin, raw material cost increased, sorry, gross margin reduced.
Okay, 6-7%. So what is our steady state gross margin?
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but can you please rejoin the question queue?
Yeah, sure. This last.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. In the light of the volume impact following the incident in Hyderabad, is there any revision on the company's guidance in terms of revenues and margins for FY27 and FY28?
FY27-28, it will go as it is, as it was earlier, because now the transition period is going on, and then because of that, the internal audits and safety terms redefining, those things are going on. Because of that, there is a production slowdown also is there in the existing units. Otherwise, that will be very steady, and then like 27-28, it will be as like before it was there. The same thing would continue.
So from FY27 itself, I mean the whole of FY27?
Yes. 27 we are expecting. 27 the additional capacities we are expecting. Once those additional capacities comes, everything would be normalized. Because the production, the revenue also, it has reduced because for the Hyderabad unit. And then the overheads to be distributed within the available units, that is one thing. And then when the new capacities comes in, then it will absorb the overheads, overall overheads.
Right now, our capacity
is full. At present, we have 18,000 metric tons is the capacity. At Dahej, around 9,882 metric tons, and Jhagadia, it is 8,118. Total 18,000 metric tons capacity is there. And going forward, that another 12,000 metric tons will be added. Total 30,000 will be there.
Currently, 18,000 metric tons. It is going at full capacity utilization.
Yeah, it is around 72-73%. It's there.
Is that
in this quarter ending, slowly going forward, it is increasing because this transitional problems. There is a little slowdown is there. It picks up. There is a good demand is there for MCC. Only now, right now, the production constraints. Production is not there. That is the thing. there is a lower side is there.
Okay. So could you provide segment-wise margin for API, O&M and MCC for the 9 months, FY26, and for your outlook for FY27?
Yeah, segment-wise margins in MCC, this is a transitional period. But right now this is on lower side is there, and O&M it is consistently it is giving around 22% gross margin, and API is around 10%. Other thing also around 15% is there. MCC as of now it is gross margins are around we can say 40% gross margin is there. The net margin, this in O&M, that is nothing but PBT or EBITDA only. Whatever, except this manpower cost, there will not be any major additional cost is there in O&M. And that is net profit or EBITDA, we can take that 22%. And whereas in MCC, right now we have seen around 5%, around 5% RAD is there in EBITDA. And this will go up to in normal, this thing, once it is resumed to normalcy, then it will be about 20%.
Okay. And even for API, you expect FY27
sorry
to be...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Deepesh, but can you please rejoin the queue?
Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vansh Solanki from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, management. My question is on the legal proceedings of the MD and CEO Amit Raj Sinha that he is just released. So is there any additional proceedings going on, like there can be a chances that the legal proceeding can start and we can face an issue with the managerial side, anything?
But as of now, there is no this thing. We don't see any question of any other proceedings. Normally it takes the case, but maybe 1 year or 1.5 year or so it can run. But there is no question of arrest, we can see.
The matter is sub judice, so at this moment it will be challenging to speak anything further on this. I'm sure you understand that.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Solanki, but can you please ask business-related questions?
Okay, and you just told that the 73 to 74% utilization, but like what is the total number of MCC revenue? It's around 82 crores from this quarter, right, from MCC?
Yeah, yes. Total 117 is there on consolidated basis, around 80 plus is there from the MCC. But this is okay, because during this transition, there are many audits, internal audits and external audits, and the safety measurements, safety audits, those things are took place in the units. That is the reason production, there was a slowdown. It picks up in Q4 and thereafter.
Okay. What is MCC volumes for this quarter?
MCC volume?
Yeah.
In this quarter?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is for the 9 months, around 10,000 metric tons is there.
Okay. And the...
this 9 months capacity, if you see, this full year it is 18,000 metric tons. For 9 months, it would be around 13,500 metric tons.
Okay, yeah. And also, there is no change in the average realization price per kg, right? Like, because of the economic scenario and the macroeconomic scenario between India, US and all. Is there any change in the average realization price of MCC or CSS or API, anything?
Yeah, nothing. There is no negative impact. Even a little increase only is there. But there is no negative impact on the pricing.
And just one last question, that are we trading some line of thing in the CCS or API in this quarter?
Yeah, CCS, it is not a trading, but see, our customers, they are asking, along with the MCC, they are asking us to supply CCS also. And in this process, we used to get it some pre-CCS, N minus 1 kind of thing, and one process we do at our facility and then we export the same thing. But not from the scratch, one process, N minus 1 stage we buy and then we process and sell it in the market. Right now we are setting up of the CCS facility also, our own, because of that the customers are demanding for the CCS.
Okay, thank you. That's from my side and all the best for the future.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush from NX Wealth. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you again for the opportunity. On this promoter shareholding in, on pledge side, is this our shareholding is reduced in last two quarters because of the invocation of pledge or because of the stock movement there could be further possibility of stock shareholding decline?
We see there would not be any further, but that is the invocation, because of the invocation only. But as of now, around 3.77 crores shares worth pledged. That is in overall, if you see, around 10%, less than 10% out of the total share capital is 38.2 crores. Against that, 3.77 crores are in the pledge, less than 10%. And if you see, among only in the promoter shareholding, that is around 26%. But we,
so
don't,
we don't
further, yes, further this thing, invocation.
Okay. And the last question is this, ki, by when this Hyderabad issue, plant issue resolved and we become a normalcy operation and we expect the EBITDA of 20% plus?
But anyway, once the additional expanded capacities comes in Dahej, the bigger facility, but Hyderabad facility, that is a very small facility, only 2 acres.
By when?
This is in another 12 months, we are expecting this, the Dahej 12,000.
So, okay, so what is our 2027 guidance? Because I don't know the earlier guidance.
Yeah, right now, earlier it was growing around 25% growth rate. Because of this incident, it is, now it is in slow down. And by FY27 also, full year, the capacities also, it comes, it takes, now we are in 26, 27, another 1 year it will take. Maybe last quarter, few months would be the production we can generate from the expanded capacities. And FY28 onwards, we can see it will resume the normality before earlier it was there. Even 27 also, we can expect some. But right now, we cannot comment much on that.
And margin guidance?
Margin guidance, FY28 onwards, that would be good. 27 now, partially, that will be a momentum.
Will we achieve double-digit EBITDA?
Yeah, we are expecting double-digit, yes.
Okay, thank you, all the best.
Thank you, Piyush.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Mujib Ahmed from SM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, please.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Sir, one question I have. When this Hyderabad plant will be reopened?
That is a small facility area, only 2 acres, that we have not taken any decision on that, but it takes a little time. Because that is not a big land is available. Moreover, it has come into the city limits. Now the government has given a notification that the land in that area can convert into even residential or commercial space. And moreover, if you even construct now also, how long the CFO would be in live, consent for operation. But that's why we are not taken any decision. But
Mr. Ahmed, I would just say that, you know, that Hyderabad facility was housing a 6,000 metric tons per annum facility of MCC. Current expansion at Dahej SEZ is building up a 12,000 metric tons per annum facility. So that's nearly double the capacity. So I would say that at this moment, our focus is not really to ramp up the Hyderabad facility because, you know, there are legal angles to it. Our focus is to look at the Dahej SEZ facility as to how fast the capex cycles turn around and we are able to commission the whole plant and then ramp it up to full capacities.
Okay. Now, so as an investor, should we understand in such a way that The Hyderabad plant, you are not at all taking into picture. All the raw materials from there have been shifted to the Dahej.
Yes, yes, the Dahej and Jhagadia.
Okay, okay. That means the pressure of the raw material which has been shifted from Hyderabad to other two plants, is that going to be continued further?
So already it has come, and then now already this thing, thereafter whatever the material is coming to Hyderabad, directly we are taking it to Dahej and Jhagadia in Gujarat. No further material is coming to Hyderabad unless there is a clarity. Right now we are not taking any material for the Hyderabad. Yes. We are not buying. Yes.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mujib.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Shreya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Please.
Okay. So, sir, could you elaborate on the strategic objectives and development roadmap for the new R&D facility in Hyderabad? And also, has there been any CEP filings this quarter? And what are the CEP targets for FY26 and FY27? And with respect to the cystic fibrosis API, what revenue contribution do you anticipate during the initial phase of the commercialization, particularly in the first half following the commencement, please? Thank you.
So, Shreya, for the API R&D at Hyderabad, our initial focus was to have 6 CEP filings from the data and the content generated of the API facility. Now, when we look back at our earlier CEP filings before the API R&D came in, we had already put in 6 other CEP filings. So, we are trying to kind of establish and see, because some of the CEP filings have had some kind of queries. So, we're working on building up on the data and content of those queries. So, at this moment, Metformin is the CEP which we have got approval done around 2 quarters back. And there are other CEPs which are in the process. As and when the CEP approval comes in, we will of course intimate the exchange. Now, in terms of this translating to sales, as the CEP approval comes in, we will be seeding molecules to our customers, and then they will be taking their particular finished product and putting it into stability. So at this moment, it's difficult to quantify as to which CEP will amplify and will contribute to what magnitude of sales.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Shreya.
Thank you, Shreya.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand what is the update on the insurance which was supposed to be received from for the Hyderabad mishap?
Yeah. Insurance, there are a few documents to be submitted. One is from the inspector of factories. The other one is fire brigade attendance. These things are pending. The next week, we are submitting those documents. And before 31st March, we are expecting some HADAC amount. And post 31st March, the final claim may be received.
What is the insurance?
Yeah, total insurance towards the fixed assets around 48 crores, and then around 4 crores of the inventory is there. And apart from this, there is a business interruption loss, BI, loss of profit for a period of 12 months. That is around 25 crores it is there. We expect in total around nearly 70 crores. But business interruption policy, after 12 months only, that can be considered, because the policy period is, coverage period is 12 months. And now we are expecting some ad hoc amount, maybe around 20 to 25 crores. And then later on, the fixed assets and inventory will be settled, and thereafter the BI policy, business interruption policy, would be settled.
So once this entire amount has been realized, do we expect that the promoters will again get get their shareholding up? Is there any possibility?
Even now, yes, there is this the promoters intended to increase their shareholding. Always that is there.
Okay. I mean, are we looking at any increase of this in this quarter or maybe in the next quarters, few quarters coming?
In the going forward, maybe a few quarters coming. Or, yeah.
Okay.
Not in this quarter, yeah.
Yeah. Just one question on this. The company had guided for around 250 crores of revenue from cystic fibrosis API.
Yes.
What?
That is after 12 months. Yeah, after 12 months, there is, because that is in R&D, that product has been, that is development took place and then that is post-development, then there is a possibility to get this revenue, 250 crores. After 12 months, that will be commercialized and then there is a expectation.
Okay, and how confident is the company in secure formulator or commercial partner for its API?
Yeah, company is very pretty confident and expecting that the margins and the based upon the R&D findings, then we are hoping that will come into operations and then we'll secure that revenue and margin also. Yes.
So who are the other key players operating within this therapy segment?
Yeah, because this is a new, this thing, not known exactly, but our R&D team, they have developed this and it is fine-tuning the other aspects in this drug.
So there is no other key player listed?
Would be there. Would be there, but so far there is no announcement. Because since we are enlisted, after reaching some milestone, we have to announce because this is a price-sensitive information. That's why we had announced.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Deepesh.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from RB Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And I wanted to understand what exactly is the net debt amount right now into the balance sheet? And also would like to understand the trajectory of the net debt going forward in the year FY27. How does the company look at having a particular net debt number throughout the year and current net debt number?
Yes. Thank you, Ritesh, Rishikesh. Actually, as of now, there is no long-term debt outstanding in the books. And the total, the debt, whatever it is there, that is only working capital is there. And going forward, for the completion of the CapEx and all, if it is required, either we raise equity or debt, but based upon the situation and then requirement. As of now, there is no long-term debt in the books except working capital.
But going forward, you expect to raise more equity? And for the capital purposes?
For the CapEx, either equity or debt, that is not yet decided, that our board will decide.
And this will be particularly for the Dahej facility?
Yeah, Dahej and further CapExes based upon when, once the board takes a decision, then we'll come up with an announcement.
Any ballpark figure that you have in mind that the overall equity plus debt raise that you are expecting to do?
Right now, anyway, at the appropriate time, we'll come with an announcement. But there is a CapEx requirement is there, and regarding the H facility and CCS facility also is there.
CCS. All right, would look forward to know that number. Thanks a lot.
Please. Thank you, Shikesh.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, a reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
As we close today's call, our focus remains on strengthening operations, advancing our expansion projects, and moving forward on our journey towards becoming a fully integrated pharmaceutical company.
With focus and disciplined execution, we are confident of creating sustained value for all the stakeholders. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.